It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The sky's the limit, right?
Just really excited to get everything going and get the season started.
It's training camp time.
Yeah, baby!
As the morning shift gives you all the action live from Flowery Branch.
Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, and Bo Morgan.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app for our 2024 Falcons training camp coverage. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Move it that inspires. Miller Lite, tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning.
I told y'all to
this
back off.
This is the morning shift. I am Squid Billy, also known as Bo Morgan, or whatever you want to call me. He is Mike Johnson, All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. And she is an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster with 11 Alive. Maria Martin sits in with us today as we are live from Falcons training camp, Mikey P.
I warned y'all, didn't I? I said, be careful with those headphones. This man might rack your brain a little bit. And Maria, I've always said he's not loud. He's percussive.
I don't know if she can hear you right now.
He's percussive.
There's a ringing in my ears. Honestly, I didn't even need the 16-ounce Tervis tumbler when I've got you sitting to my right.
Well, that's the point. That's why I allow this man to do that over there. Without cutting him off every single time.
But I'm awake now.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. A lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun throughout the day. Obviously, live from Flower Branch Falcons training camp. Today is day one of practice. Yesterday, check-in day. Maria, first and foremost, are you a morning person? Do you consider yourself an early riser?
I had a feeling you were going to ask me this question. I love the morning, but I feel like 4 a.m. when my alarm went off is not the morning time. That is the middle of the night. It was pitch black out. You know, I went to bed at 8:30 trying to prepare for this morning, and I don't know if anything could have prepared me for that alarm.
Right. I completely agree. You kind of got into get a little bit of a rhythm. Now, Bo's been staying up here, North Gwinnett area, Hall County, for this entire ordeal. I'm with you. About a 45-minute drive this morning. I know yours is a little bit further than that. So, like I said, thanks for hanging out with us. You've already mentioned you have the coffee. Bo is loaded up on, like, blueberry Mio over there, which is a completely different conversation.
I believe it's called Blue Fusion. So please get it right.
Now, Maria, what do you think of this Mio over there? Because it's a hot topic with us. I can't even look at this stuff without getting my stomach churning.
It's really interesting. I don't know that I've ever seen someone drink something bright blue at what time is it? 6:04. I don't know how to feel about that.
It's like blue highlighter.
It's glowing a little.
It's because I drink the black cherry flavored version at 3:15 when I wake up.
Wait, what is blue fusion?
Fusing it with.
You know what? It's just it's really just their way of churching up the name. It's just tastes like blue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
It's kind of like a blue Kool-Aid taste.
Okay.
But without the sugar.
We'll trust you.
Like I said, we'll get to Braves in just a little bit. We got a lot of good stories. We're going to do a timeout with Maria coming up in about 35 minutes. We'll get to know her a little bit better. We'll talk a lot of the things, really a lot of news going on from around college football. I want to get to the news about Ohio State. Ross Bjork talking about them spending $20 million on NIL, which is not shocking to me, but I think a lot of people are kind of taken off guard by that.
That's the new way of buying a championship in college football. We've always had that kind of, they bought that title. Well, that's the legal way now of buying it, and good for them.
Yeah, I mean, they have, and just full disclosure, they have 3 Bama transfers, which obviously I talked to people over there, and that was kind of the word. Is like they got the young quarterback, they got the center, and they got Caleb Downs, a safety, who's just down the street from here. And that was the word I was getting. I was like, man, Caleb Downs, thought for sure he's going to Georgia. And when you hear the numbers roll out of what might be involved with Caleb Downs, $20 million for their roster this year sounds about in line. So we'll get into that later as well. I mentioned Deshaun Foster, the Bill Belichick news, but obviously, as we are live from Flowery Branch, we will be your ears, eyes, and yesterday, Maria, we made the joke that we'll be your nose as well because there's fresh-cut grass. There was, like, this smell of sausage and, like, pancakes kind of entering the room yesterday.
Also a green onion smell that was kind of random.
Green onion. Yeah.
That was really was random. That? I don't know.
What was that? You can already hear, and what's a little bit different today, I've already heard them just a little bit, the golf carts start rolling, you know, because and you guys know this being out there, but fans that don't realize – in the morning, there is golf carts that will run from the back of the property and bring players over. And you can that's how you know it's starting to go down. As a player, your alarm might go off, but before that, you hear the, and those, and you just know it's you're in for quite the day. But, Maria, first of all, your feelings about no fans being out here, because from a player perspective, it's got to stink. From a media perspective, I haven't really decided how I feel about it, but it's going to be a different vibe for sure.
Well, I don't like it because I think, you know, what's synonymous with training camp is the fact that fans are able to get close to the players and the coaches and to be able to be out here. That's what gives me the training camp vibe. It kind of reminds me of COVID a little bit when there wasn't anybody around. And so I think that fans bring a good element to the practice. I'm really going to miss them this year, actually.
The roar of the fans I hear. And even look, and I was a part of a number of joint practices. I can remember, I think it was my rookie year, we had the Patriots down and Tom Brady to Randy Moss connection. Everybody's just absolutely on fire on the hill over there. So you're right, a lot of a different vibe. But I'd feel sorry for the players. But that's actually a good point, Marie. I didn't think about the COVID years, too. These are players that have been through COVID and have witnessed stadiums that haven't been capacity, too.
Yeah, some of them have. Some of them haven't because some of them are also young players. But I don't know. It's the excitement that it brings. I think, Maria, it was right. It's like having those fans there, you know, I know that the players feed off of it. I remember last year it was Clark Phillips and Drake London going at each other, right? Oh, yeah. And the fans are getting involved in that. It's just also a time for us as the media and really with our station in particular to connect with the fans that they're walking in here. We get to see everyone. And what makes you more excited for your team than seeing your team in person in that kind of environment? You get the autographs. It's just it does feel like something's kind of missing, but also it's going to be a lot easier for me to leave here every day. So maybe the selfish part of me is not so upset. And I kid, but yeah, it just does feel like something's off.
And while you're on that topic, speaking of leaving, we'll be Bo and I will be at Secondary High School Saturday night to cover the Falcons live practice there. Well, fans actually can get a look at this team and what all is going on with them because a lot of good things and a lot of good storylines. Like I said, you were at the door yesterday. Anybody stand out of like, he looks happy. He looks sad. He looks like he's in good shape. His outfit's cool. I mean, what was going on?
Did you get to see everybody's feet?
Yeah. Well, on social media, I did. I got to be honest, I wasn't really looking at everyone's feet, just to make it very clear. No, we actually didn't get to see a ton of guys walk in. So we were only there for a short amount of time. And then we were in the press conference room to talk to a couple of the different guys. But when I was out there, Bijan Robinson's walk-in was so great. He's always happy. And it kind of reminds me of Bo in the morning. It's just like good vibes. You know, he's a little bit quieter than you. I don't know that he's like roaring into the building. But yeah, he was the one that I thought was the best. But again, we didn't watch Kirk Cousins walk in. That was who I think I was most excited to see, especially in that Steve Smith jersey. Looks so great. But we saw him and his feet on social media.
Yeah. Well, that's always a delightful thing.
Some people have to see the feet, and I don't believe it's the full player. I mean, there's a conspiracy theory in everybody, apparently.
and you know what? I'm just laughing. The first video I saw yesterday was Jake Matthews, and obviously he's the only guy left on the roster that I actually played with. Yeah. And so he was a rookie back in my last year here. So Bo and I are hopefully going to get a chance to catch up with him later today, but it was just funny. The look on his face is like, why are y'all looking at me, man?
You know
I
what
just
he said?
Walk in the building. What did he say?
He said, this is my big moment. Because there were so many people. Yeah, and he's in his flip-flops. He's not carrying anything.
Well, that's what
I love it.
I was like, I know Jake's a flip-flop guy, so watching him, I'm sure you could get a good look at his feet. There was no socks involved. Speaking of Jake Matthews, speaking of that offensive line, a couple of guys did speak to the media yesterday. We'll get sound throughout. Chris Lindstrom actually spoke to the media yesterday, and he talked about the identity of this offensive line.
Yeah, I think it's just through reps, and then your identity is what you put on film, and I think that's the biggest aspect of it. And so as a group, we know like the standards we set for ourselves, and so we have to go out there and prove it. You know, it's simple. You want to always keep Kurt upright and make sure he has time to throw, and then the ability for those guys to make plays. And then, you know, in the run game, it's the same thing for Bijan and Tyler and those guys, make them be able to make their plays. And that's one of the most rewarding things as an offensive line. But kind of your identity is what you put on film. So excited for those opportunities.
I think it's beautiful, right? I mean, this is a group that's returning all five starters, and I think a lot of people are excited. But also, this is a different offense, supposedly. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's a rarity that we can say that our offensive line in Atlanta is returning all five starters. It's been a long time.
And is good.
Yeah.
And is good, to be honest.
It's great because there's continuity, so I don't worry as much about the transition. Yeah, it's a different offense, but look, McGarry, Lindstrom, Jake, they've played in this type of similar offense before, right? They've played in a similar system that wants to sling it around, and you're going to drop back more. But I don't think they're going to drop back more to a detriment. I think the goal of this offense is to be a lot like it was in 16 and 17, really primarily 16, where you are a passing offense, but it's all set up by the running game.
Marie, I want to get your thoughts on the offensive line too, because obviously myself, I'm going to remove myself in situation. Bo knows that I will lunge across his table and punch him in the face. And he knows not to report me to HR just yet.
Well, just tell the truth about the offensive line. And,
I have tried. Like, we sit down and we will watch film, and I would be like, look, somebody's going to blame this on the offensive line, and I'm just sitting here to tell you why this is not the offensive line's fault. And we've gone through that, and that's a lot of fun. But you have been around this team, and you see this offensive line. What are your feelings moving into the season by this group?
I know that there's a lot of opinions on this offensive line, but I got to be honest, each one of the other 31 teams in the NFL might like to trade with the Falcons.
That's a great point.
You said the continuity. I mean, all of these guys returning and then hopefully Matthew Bergeron taking a next step forward in his second season. There's nothing but good things. To me, you have continuity with your offensive line coach and then each one of the guys that are up front. And I think Kirk Cousins is the perfect quarterback to put behind them as well. And bringing a veteran in like that is just only going to help you.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And, we'll talk about that throughout the show. We're going to get into how this offense and how these schemes and how Lindstrom and how Jesse Bates and all these guys are sort of adapting. And it's going to be fun to watch them get out on the field today and kind of get some of those reps. And obviously Raheem Morris being out on the practice field for training camp. When we come back, we'll hit the front page. We'll talk about the Braves and their loss yesterday in game one.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. What misstep I think that Brian Snicker actually had yesterday. And also, why lawyers are going to play a big part in how you're going to see the NBA this year. It's coming up on the front page. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On this level, you have to know everything. You have to learn it fast.
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season, and we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. It's the Morning Shift, live at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Maria Martin, hanging out with you live from Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. Day one of practice. We'll hear some banging out there. I don't know how much banging we'll hear. They don't really bang too much during training camp these days.
Especially they're not. They're probably in shorts for the first what? That Saturday practice that we have at second year might
be
the
first.
Is that
full pads?
I would. It's normally like a couple of days, and then Saturday or Sunday they go to full pads. I would hope that the open practice we can get some full pads.
Well, and they're also a lot of NFL guys now are wearing the headpieces,
the guardian cap.
I saw that the Chargers have. Did y'all see the Chargers have actually the kind of the skull caps that look like they have a lightning bolt and their numbers and everything that go over the top of them?
Yeah, that's kind of the because you know the new rule is they're allowed to wear them in games.
Yeah.
And so that's
no. Are they allowed to wear them in games?
Pretty
now?
Positive. They're allowed to wear them in games now,
that. Wow.
And that's part of the having the little skull cap
right.
over them.
Right.
It's
all about
gives,
branding.
If you look at a picture from far off, if you just glance at it, looks like a helmet.
Yeah,
with the skull cap on it.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of looks like. Do you remember the guy that? And I'm going way back, so I think it was his last name was Wallace. He used to play offensive lineman for the 49ers, and he had the double shell back
yeah,
in the 90s.
Egg, the double egg. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of it gives that appearance,
yeah.
honestly.
They all look like you know space aliens too. I almost wish that I could go back and hit somebody with one of those just to see
what it feels like.
Yeah, and it's like supposed to reduce the impact by like 30% or 40% or whatever it is, which I'm here for.
If it also increases the weight on your neck.
You think so?
Yeah, they're heavier.
No
all the guys
way.
Have all the guys have different opinions on them. Like some guys really genuinely hate them.
I would be willing to bet that they're not that heavy. Like maybe a pound. I think the helmets are 10 pounds anyways.
I imagine in the fourth quarter of a regular season game or at the end of a practice in August, it's going
to to your point, I used to swear that my football pants were heavier than my shorts. I used to swear by it. And like you would pick them up and they'd be like, it's really not that, it's not any different. But you put those football pants on, you'd be like, dude, I swear. Like, I don't know what it is. They're just heavy, bro. They're just heavy. I feel like I can't move.
It's more of them and they're wet at some point. So, yes.
Why do I feel like there's a kettlebell hanging from my waist right now? Like, what is going on right
now?
All right, speaking of football players, all-pro safety Jesse Bates talked to the media yesterday. He talked about how Atlanta should be known for being world-class.
You walk in this building and you see, you know, the investments that Mr. Blank has put in this building. I was joking around with guys, like, it almost felt like an official visit, walking through the locker room and walking through the weight room. You know, that's what, you know, Atlanta should be known for is world-class, everything that we're doing. You know, it's just time to go put in the work now and, you know, and get this city where it needs to be.
I couldn't agree more. Maria, you've visited with Jesse probably a couple times and have gotten to know him. Excellent player, excellent leader, but you love the way he's kind of adopted this city, right?
He really has. I mean, he's been so fantastic to be around over the last, you know, season and now this. He's just automatically been a leader just by what he does on the field, but off the field too, he's taken that to another level. So it's good because he's a new voice piece for the Falcons that they need and that they have needed. And to back it up on the field too, I think helps a lot. But yeah, he always is great when it comes to putting the Falcons in a great light. And he was walking people through what exactly it looks like here, which unfortunately the fans aren't going to get to experience just yet. But when you guys come back next year, you're going to be blown away by how different this place looks.
Yeah, and I made the point yesterday to Steak during the crossover that look, they're doing construction on a weight room. This is a group that the NFLPA report card last year got an F- in the weight room, so it's a necessary change, but it stinks again not having the fans. But I think Jesse's on point. This needs to be world class.
Yeah, it has to be, and that's what you expect from Arthur Blank. Honestly, that's what we've come to expect. Everything you go look at a stadium that we're now in is a world class stadium. Why would our facilities where our team plays in that? Why would we have such a much nicer stadium as far as facility wise, you know, locker rooms and such for a team that only is there once? You know, once a week at the most, because there are weeks where they're not there at all. It's good to get it upgraded, and I think Arthur Blank looked at those scores the last couple of years and like, this is unacceptable. This ends now. We get this fixed now. That locker room is amazing looking. But real quick to touch on what Maria said about Jesse, it is incredible. And I was not a fan of the signing because I'm a guy that is about trenches. We have not had a guy on that side of the ball that can get after the quarterback consistently and since the Predator was here in 2012. And I was like, why are you doing this? And then I was around Jesse like you were, and then I saw some of the stuff on the road, how he worked with the younger players before, but even after on the bus, this guy is right there with those guys teaching, coaching in his own way, watching film. And that is incredible to have a leader like that on that side. And you have multiple leaders. In fact, I think you can go through – And even with, I think Caden Ellis was at last year for that second level, but the first level had Big Grady, and then when he went down, you had Onyemata and Calais. But then that secondary, you have Jesse Bates and to a lesser extent A.J. Terrell. So there's leaders through this team, which this roster needs, and he knows how to win. He is a winner. He has won in the NFL. That's huge for a young team.
Well, you want to know something that's not world class? It's the Braves offense. Let's hit the front page.
One, two, three. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
All right, so we got to talk about this. Game one yesterday, they actually played one game of the doubleheader. You had the day-night, which I have so many feelings about this being a day-night. It's rained every evening for the last week, it seems, and it's going to rain every evening for the next week. So we get a day-night doubleheader. I think it stinks. I think I would have loved to seen a back-to-back, a 12:20 and a 3:30, something like that. But nonetheless, you do have the day-night, and you decide that Chris Sale is going to pitch the night game. You only get one in. You get Winans on the hill. He was not very good. His four-seam fastball just looks like an absolute beach ball coming up there to the hitters. They get four in the first inning, and the Braves just look bad.
Yeah, Winans looks like a guy to me that could be moved at the deadline because I think his time is up here. I know he's still young, and I get it, but when you need to make moves, there's someone that maybe thinks they can get something more out of him for a player that they're not going to have on their roster next year anyways. That's the type of move that Alex Anthopoulos makes. Seven of the last 10 they've lost, and now you head to New York in what is an extremely important series randomly.
Yeah, and it really is.
It feels like a flashback to 2022 when we're trailing the Mets by like 7 or 8 games, and that series went horribly wrong for the Falcons that year, but we still ended up catching them. This is so important tonight.
It seems like if the Braves were to get swept, and I'm not saying they will, but if they were to get swept, it would change everything about the season. And Maria, I've made the point to Bo that, look, I know the Braves are probably going to be buyers at the trade deadline here coming up in just a few days, but I'm not sure they should be. Like, how many pieces are we giving up, and how many Band-Aids do you need for a team that looks pretty faulty at this point?
They have to make moves, though. I mean, there is no two ways about it. And, yeah, like you mentioned, this has all of a sudden become such an important series for the Braves. We were making fun of the Mets all the first half of the year, and then all of a sudden, they're 2 games back of the Braves, and this is a 4-game series. It could drastically shift what the NL East looks like. And the Braves, Alan Winans didn't look good, but, I mean, the guys behind him didn't look good either. It's funny. I was sitting in the interview room here in Flowery Branch, and I saw, okay, you know, they're losing 2-0, and then my producer texted me. She's like, yeah, but you don't want to see how that happened. And I was like, what do you mean? Immediately I go look at the video and I said, oh, it's getting worse for the Braves. Yeah, so yeah, I think they're gonna have to do something, and they're gonna have to do something fast, because as it looks right now, I have no confidence in this team in the postseason.
No, I to my point, and like we've talked about, Bo and I have been back and forth and almost came to blows last week about this, earlier this week, I just don't want to give up anything of consequence. Like, what are we giving up? And I know that we don't have to restart this. I just am telling you, why are we wasting our time making too many trades?
But you're first off, I don't think you are, but anybody you give someone up for that has a legitimate future in this franchise, you're getting a guy that you have control of for a couple years. And the only way you're doing that, to me, it would be a starting pitcher or a reliever that you think could replace a guy like Iglesias as a closer.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only way you're giving up something. So
yeah,
you're getting something for something, not something for a rental. And we talked to Grant, I think, last week, and I mentioned Charlie Blackman, and he wasn't overly big on that would happen. I think Charlie Blackman might be the best fit for this team as an outfield piece. He can still hit. His contract is coming up. Yes, he's a lifer in Colorado, but he's also an Atlanta guy. He's from this state. So I think that's the move to me. You put that guy out there in the outfield along with what you got. I think that could be a good piece, and he's still a very good hitter.
You know who Grant had mentioned the other day that I saw him mention on Twitter was Randy Arozarena.
It would be awesome. What are you giving up for him, though? That's
you're going to have to give something up for sure for Randy.
And my thing is, like, for Randy Arozarena, what is the future for him with this franchise? It seems like your outfield spots are locked down for the foreseeable future. I mean, you're obviously missing two of them, but Jarek Kelnick has kind of fit in nicely there in left field, and you would think that he's kind of that guy that's earned the right to play left field. Obviously, Michael Harris will be back at some point. Mm-hmm. Saw videos of him doing high knees in the outfield yesterday, so Lord knows when that's going to happen. I wish that would hurry up, but not going to. And then, obviously, Ronald Acuna will be back at some point. So I just don't – I don't want to trade the farm away, man.
Well,
I don't.
Yeah, you have him – you would if you got him, you'd have to give up something because he's – two more years under team control. So I just don't know where it would fit either. But
no.
that would be a situation where now what do you do with Ozuna's contract option?
Yeah. Well, you got to pick it up. He's so cheap for the numbers that he's been giving you. And he's honestly, he's been one of the only good parts of this team other than those top three starting pitchers. So that's a lot of fun to talk about. And look, trade deadline, what, 5 days away. So we'll figure out very, very soon. And they better pick it up against the Mets or it could get ugly this weekend. And you could be talking about a completely different decision come Monday. All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, we are going to talk to Maria Martin. We're going to do a little bit of timeout. We'll get to know her a little bit. And also, the Falcons news continues to flow. We'll talk about what we expect to see out on that field today as the morning shift rolls on. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firms. Morning shift, Sports Radio, 90.9 The Game.
Like it's constant sort of action.
Yeah, it's training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the morning shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Snap your fingers. Move with it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This song is so different from most stuff that we rejoin with. So I was like,
it almost was jarring to me when I heard it come through the headset. I'm like, what? Oh yeah, oh okay. All right,
Dylan get replaced with Garrett Chapman?
I just got to keep y'all on your toes. That's all.
Hey man, Squid Billy, Mike Johnson, Maria Martin, hanging out with you. We're gonna get to know Maria here in just a second and take a timeout. Before we get there, though, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We got to talk about this NBA TV deal. So it comes down yesterday that the NBA signed its 11-year media rights deal with Disney, NBC, Amazon Prime. If you guys remember, we kind of touched on this yesterday or maybe the day before about TNT matching the offer of Amazon Prime, which was going to be of interest because we've talked, it seems like, for 2 months now about TNT halftime, pre and post, Shaq, Charles, losing everything that they had going on. And then when it comes out that Warner Brothers Discovery is going to match the $1.8 billion offer, you're like, awesome, right? We might actually get to keep the things that we love watching the NBA. This is going to be great. We get to keep all this stuff. They didn't drop the ball. And then the NBA yesterday says, hey, that was really cute. No thanks. Warner Brothers Discovery's most recent proposal did not match the terms of Amazon Prime's video offer, and therefore we have entered into a long-term arrangement with Amazon, said the league yesterday. It's just sad, dude, honestly. It's just sad.
Yeah, it's sad because I think all three of us, we've known TNT and the NBA for years. That's kind of been what personally grew up on with some of those guys as far as – and look, I don't know if the NBA is on solid ground with this decision-making as they think they are. Yeah, the money's great, all that, but – Warner Brothers strongly believes that they have matched this, and that's not what the NBA is saying. So there will be lawyers. We said this the other day. The one thing, though, that I saw someone put out, I don't know who it was, so I don't want to give them credit, but is, you know, if I'm Amazon, I just go buy Warner Brothers. Yeah, I buy the HBO stuff, and I make that, you know, I'm like, you know what, we'll simulcast it for a while. We'll keep it going. We'll keep the show going because you look at Warner Brothers and they're worth billions and Amazon is worth trillions. So they could do it easily.
Yeah, they definitely could. And Maria, your thoughts on this, because I think everybody at least might. And it's been a 4-decade relationship between the TNT and the NBA. Anybody who's watched the NBA for the last 10 years, they just know it as being on TNT.
I think it's one of the best shows that we have on television when it comes to sports. Those guys together, there is nothing like it. And you would think that everybody on the same page who wants them to be together, there would be a push to kind of make this work. But that's not how money works. That's not how deals work. There's going to be a lot of drama that comes out. I think this is just the beginning stages of these negotiations. But look, I think it would be so bad for basketball to take those guys away from TV and their show. It seriously is the most entertaining thing. It's so natural. They're fantastic. And again, it's simultaneous with basketball. All of those guys, that's what you want to watch.
Yeah. It's like a basketball locker room as a pregame show.
So I mean, great.
That's honestly what it feels like. There's so many moving parts to what TV is nowadays, right? It's not like you're going to say, well, it's we're going to put them in primetime. No, there's streaming, there's apps, there's outreach, there's everything else you could be talking about.
Yeah, that show is, it's funny because in a time where, a lot of people, there's a fine line of kind of being you know, really, really out there, but you can't go too far out there because you're going to offend someone, and they're able to walk that line with each other, and no one cares, and it's okay, and you can't replicate that. ESPN has tried for years to replicate that, and it's just a brutal product. Yeah. So it sucks, but you know what? That's money always rules what people do at the end of the day and when this comes to business.
All right, let's get to know Marie a little bit better. Let's hit a timeout.
It's time for a timeout on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, Marie, I don't want to start off on the wrong foot.
Okay.
You are an Ole Miss grad.
I am.
We actually talked probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. We were talking about the college football playoff and the expectations for Ole Miss's football team. And, like, can you imagine a quarterfinal game with the Grove and everything else and them hosting like a Michigan?
It'd be wild.
I mean, it'd be wild, right? How was it going to Ole Miss? I know a couple of Ole Miss grads, but not, like, dearly, I want to say.
Yeah.
But obviously spent some time over there playing in that stadium. It's a cool spot.
It's unbelievable. You know, I worked for the football team for a large majority of my college stint there in Oxford. So
who's the head coach?
Whenever I was there, take a guess.
Hugh Freeze.
There you
Bingo.
Go.
Bingo. Yeah. Well, he was one of them. I also had Ed.
I was going to say, Ed had to have been there for a little bit.
Yeah, I split because
legends about Ed over there.
Yeah, my first 2 years were Ed, and then it was Hugh.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, I didn't enjoy the Grove as much as my friends did, which was kind of devastating.
Yeah.
But then going back, I'm like, this is the coolest
the
thing
feeling.
Ever. It's of course, you played football. So, you know, it was good because it was severe culture shock for me. I grew up in South Florida, and I wanted something the polar opposite of where I grew up, and that would be Oxford, Mississippi. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how did you end up in Oxford, Mississippi if you grew up in Florida?
Yeah, my parents and literally a whole lineage of people in my family went to the University of Tennessee, so I did the reverse Manning thing.
Oh,
and,
wow. Yeah.
Ole Miss had a good journalism program.
You're the Eli of your family.
I really am.
Yeah. I love
Thank
it.
You.
She's the Peyton of her family.
So then, I visited in the spring. I didn't visit when the Grove was going on. And if you've never seen what the outfield looks like during a home run at an Ole Miss baseball game, that'll change your perspective on college baseball. Mm. You know, the beer shower, have you guys ever heard of it?
No. I have not. I'm not familiar.
No. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, look it up while we're talking about it. All right. Ole Miss beer shower. So it happens in the outfield, the student section. They all are out there. Every time there's a home run, everyone chucks their beers in the air. It sounds kind of silly, but it's the coolest thing. And I saw that, and my dad looked at me, and he goes, "You're going here." So
I respect that so much.
Yeah, that was really my decision was the beer shower.
I'm not sure I'll have that. When my daughter goes to college in 16 years, I'm not sure I'll have that same reaction. I might be like, nope, you're not going here. Absolutely not.
No, it was a great time.
You've been married now 3 years. We were just talking about it before we got here. Your husband an Ole Miss grad or no?
No, he played football at Troy.
Okay, nice. Oh, where is he from that he ended up at Troy?
So he is from right outside of Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So he was a quarterback at Troy back in the day.
Okay, man, shout out. Hey, throw the pigskin around. Uncle Rico.
Yeah. I don't want to get too personal. How'd you guys cross paths?
He was coaching at Troy at the time, and I used to work in Montgomery, Alabama, and I was actually at a football game on my day off. Because clearly my life revolves around football. And I saw him at the game, and long story short, we ended up talking and hanging out eventually. We were both clearly very busy coaching and then me working in football. And it was actually after a national championship that I covered for Alabama that we finally hung out, and that was it. We are the craziest couple I've ever met when it comes to our schedules and navigating our schedules, but we make it work.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't want to, like he said, I don't want to get too invasive. How did he propose?
Good.
How did he propose? Was it good? Was it romantic, pre-thought out, or was it just like one of those things where it's like, you know what, let's get married?
No, it was great. I almost ruined it, though.
Oh, really?
Which I feel like a lot of women do.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But I almost ruined it because, honestly, I was in such a bad mood that day. We were getting ready. I'll be honest. We were getting ready to go to Paris in a couple of days. And I kept telling him, I said, please don't propose to me there. I wanted it to be something where we could revisit.
Oh, no.
And I know. Well, he was never...
That was never the plan.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay, good.
Paris was never the plan. But so I'm in a bad mood because I'm stressed about packing for the trip and, you know, whatever. And I was awful that day. And I remember... Once he proposed, I kept apologizing. I was like, are you sure? I'm really sorry. I was really...
You're messed up now.
No, seriously. But he actually proposed in our apartment on the balcony. Funny enough, you guys will appreciate this, to get me outside without blowing the cover. He goes, Maria, look, come quick. There's two guys fighting outside. We lived downtown Montgomery. And I was like, what? Where? And so I'm running and I look down. No guys are fighting. I turn around and my dog and Levi are there and he's on one knee. And
oh, wow.
There's a sign everywhere. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. So you've been married 3 years.
Yep.
What does a typical weekend look like? Are you guys are you hitting? We were talking to Kelly Price about downtown Decatur, number 246. You know, what's a typical weekend look like? And where do you guys like to hang out?
Well, again, our schedules are a lot crazier than most people, so for us, it's we find time wherever we can. You know, in the off season, which I don't even know if there is one for either one of us anymore, we just try to go to dinner or do something fun. We're both very adventurous, so anything different we like to do. But during football season, we don't really have set date nights because that doesn't exist.
Right.
If you're coaching football, you know you work 7 days a week and it's a lot of work. So same with me, it's really hard. So if it's sitting down together for 20 minutes and talking about what's going on, we try to do that, but it's hard for sure.
Yeah, I love that. All right, real quick, I teased you about this last night. Who's your favorite person to follow on Twitter?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like I follow too many people on Twitter. I got to start unfollowing people.
Is that your favorite social media? You Instagram?
I like Instagram more now because there's videos and there's, you know, but I get all of my information on Twitter. And when I need a good laugh, I go on there, good, bad, or indifferent. There's always something I can read that'll make me laugh.
Yeah,
there's a lot on Twitter that can make you laugh. Right. A lot that can make you cringe, too.
A lot.
Well, look, thanks for answering those questions. We'll get to know Maria, obviously, a little bit more throughout the show. This is not her last time with us. She'll hang out with us in the near future as well, too. So we'll get to know her along the way. Look, the morning shift rolls on. We're live from Flowery Branch. Make sure you keep hanging out with us. On the other side of the break, we'll hear from Caden Ellis, we'll hear from Chris Lindstrom, and some more from Jesse Bates as we kind of get a handle on what we're going to see today out on the field. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Like, it's constant sort of action.
Yeah, it's training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Snap your fingers. Move with me. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This song is so different from most stuff that we rejoin with. So I was like,
it almost was jarring to me when I heard it come through the headset. I'm like, what? Oh yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Dylan get replaced with Garrett Chapman?
I just got to keep y'all on your toes. That's all.
Hey, man. Squid Billy, Mike Johnson, Maria Martin hanging out with you. We're going to get to know Maria here in just a second and take a timeout. Before we get there, though, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We got to talk about this NBA TV deal. So it comes down yesterday that the NBA signed its 11-year media rights deal with Disney, NBC, Amazon Prime. If you guys remember, we kind of touched on this yesterday or maybe the day before about TNT matching the offer of Amazon Prime, which was going to be of interest because we've talked, it seems like, for 2 months now about TNT halftime, pre and post, Shaq, Charles losing everything that they had going on. And then when it comes out that Warner Brothers Discovery is going to match the $1.8 billion offer, you're like, awesome, right? We might actually get to keep the things that we love watching the NBA. This is going to be great. We get to keep all this stuff. They didn't drop the ball. And then the NBA yesterday says, hey, that was really cute. No thanks. Warner Brothers Discovery's most recent proposal did not match the terms of Amazon Prime's video offer, and therefore we have entered into a long-term arrangement with Amazon, said the league yesterday. It's just sad, dude, honestly. It's just sad.
Yeah, it's sad because I think all three of us, we've known TNT and the NBA for years. That's kind of been what personally grew up on with some of those guys as far as – and look, I don't know if the NBA is on solid ground with this decision-making as they think they are. Yeah, the money's great, all that, but – Warner Brothers strongly believes that they have matched this, and that's not what the NBA is saying. So there will be lawyers. We said this the other day. The one thing, though, that I saw someone put out, I don't know who it was, so I don't want to give them credit, but is, you know, if I'm Amazon, I just go buy Warner Brothers. Yeah, I buy the HBO stuff, and I make that, you know, I'm like, you know what, we'll simulcast it for a while. We'll keep it going. We'll keep the show going because you look at Warner Brothers and they're worth billions and Amazon is worth trillions. So they could do it easily.
Yeah, they definitely could. And Maria, your thoughts on this, because I think everybody at least might. And it's been a 4-decade relationship between the TNT and the NBA. anybody who's watched the NBA for the last 10 years, they just know it as being on TNT.
I think it's one of the best shows that we have on television when it comes to sports. Those guys together, there is nothing like it. And you would think that everybody on the same page who wants them to be together, there would be a push to kind of make this work. But that's not how money works. That's not how deals work. There's going to be a lot of drama that comes out. I think this is just the beginning stages of these negotiations. But look, I think it would be so bad for basketball to take those guys away from TV and their show. It seriously is the most entertaining thing. It's so natural. They're fantastic. And again, it's simultaneous with basketball. All of those guys, that's what you want to watch.
Yeah. It's like a basketball locker room as a pregame show.
So I mean, great.
That's honestly what it feels like. There's so many moving parts to what TV is nowadays, right? It's not like you're going to say, well, it's we're going to put them in primetime. No, there's streaming, there's apps, there's outreach, there's everything else you could be talking about.
Yeah, that show it's funny because in a time where, a lot of people, there's a fine line of kind of being, really, really out there, but you can't go too far out there because you're going to offend someone, and they're able to walk that line with each other, and no one cares, and it's okay, and you can't replicate that. ESPN has tried for years to replicate that, and it's just a brutal product.
Yeah.
So it sucks, but you know what? That's money always rules what people do at the end of the day when this comes to business.
All right, let's get to know Marie a little bit better. Let's hit a timeout.
It's time for a timeout on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, Marie, I don't want to start off on the wrong foot.
Okay.
You are an Ole Miss grad.
I am.
We actually talked probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. We were talking about the college football playoff and the expectations for Ole Miss football team. And, like, can you imagine a quarterfinal game with the Grove and everything else and them hosting like a Michigan?
Be wild.
I mean, it'd be wild, right? How was it going to Ole Miss? I know a couple of Ole Miss grads, but not like dearly, I want to say.
Yeah.
But I obviously spent some time over there playing in that stadium. It's a cool spot.
It's unbelievable. You know, I worked for the football team for a large majority of my college stint there in Oxford. So
who's the head coach?
Whenever I was there, take a guess.
Hugh Freeze.
There you
Bingo.
Go.
Bingo. Yeah. Well, he was one of them. I also had Ed.
I was going to say, Ed had to have been there for a little bit.
Yeah, I split
heard
because...
legends about Ed over there.
Yeah, my first 2 years were Ed, and then it was Hugh.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, I didn't enjoy the Grove as much as my friends did, which was kind of devastating.
Yeah.
But then going back, I'm like, this is the coolest
the
thing
feeling.
Ever. It's of course, you played football. So, it was good because it was severe culture shock for me. I grew up in South Florida, and I wanted something the polar opposite of where I grew up, and that would be Oxford, Mississippi. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how did you end up in Oxford, Mississippi, if you grew up in Florida?
Yeah, my parents and literally a whole lineage of people in my family went to the University of Tennessee, so I did the reverse Manning thing.
Oh,
and,
wow. Yeah.
Ole Miss had a good journalism program.
You're the Eli of your family.
I really am.
Yeah. I love
Thank
it.
You.
She's the Peyton of her family.
So then, I visited in the spring. I didn't visit when the Grove was going on. And if you've never seen what the outfield looks like during a home run at an Ole Miss baseball game, that'll change your perspective on college baseball. Mm. You know, the beer shower, have you guys ever heard of it?
No. I have not. I'm not familiar.
No. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, look it up while we're talking about it. All right. Ole Miss beer shower. So it happens in the outfield, the student section. They all are out there. Every time there's a home run, everyone chucks their beers in the air. Sounds kind of silly, but it's the coolest thing. And I saw that, and my dad looked at me, and he goes, "You're going here." So
I respect that so much.
Yeah, that was really my decision was the beer shower.
I'm not sure I'll have that. When my daughter goes to college in 16 years, I'm not sure I'll have that reaction. I might be like, nope, you're not going here. Absolutely not.
No, it was a great time.
You've been married now 3 years. We were just talking about it before we got here. Your husband an Ole Miss grad or no?
No, he played football at Troy.
Okay, nice. Where is he from that he ended up at Troy?
So he is from right outside of Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So he was a quarterback at Troy back in the day.
Okay, man. Shout out. Hey, throw the pigskin around. Uncle Rico.
Yeah. I don't want to get too personal. How'd you guys cross paths?
He was coaching at Troy at the time, and I used to work in Montgomery, Alabama, and I was actually at a football game on my day off. Because clearly my life revolves around football. And I saw him at the game, and long story short, we ended up talking and hanging out eventually. We were both clearly very busy coaching and then me working in football. And it was actually after a national championship that I covered for Alabama that we finally hung out, and that was it. We are the craziest couple I've ever met when it comes to our schedules and navigating our schedules, but we make it work.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't want to, like he said, I don't want to get too invasive. How did he propose?
Good.
How did he propose? Was it good? Was it romantic, pre-thought out, or was it just like one of those things where it's like, you know what, let's get married?
No, it was great. I almost ruined it though.
Oh, really?
Which I feel like a lot of women do.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But I almost ruined it because, honestly, I was in such a bad mood that day. We were getting ready. I'll be honest. We were getting ready to go to Paris in a couple of days. And I kept telling him, I said, please don't propose to me there. I wanted it to be something where we could revisit.
Oh, no.
And I know. Well, he was never...
That okay, was never the plan.
No, no, no. Oh,
okay, good.
Paris was never the plan. But so I'm in a bad mood because I'm stressed about packing for the trip and, you know, whatever. And I was awful that day. And I remember once he proposed, I kept apologizing. I was like, are you sure? I'm really sorry. I was really...
You're messed up now.
No, seriously. But he actually proposed in our apartment on the balcony. Funny enough, you guys will appreciate this, to get me outside without blowing the cover. He goes, Maria, look, come quick. There's two guys fighting outside. We lived downtown Montgomery. And I was like, what? Where? And so I'm running and I look down. No guys are fighting. I turn around and my dog and Levi are there and he's on one knee. And
oh, wow.
There's a sign everywhere. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. So you've been married 3 years.
Yep.
What does a typical weekend look like? Are you hitting down? We were talking to Kelly Price about downtown Decatur, number 246. You know, what's a typical weekend look like? And where do you guys like to hang out?
Well, again, our schedules are a lot crazier than most people. So for us, it's we find time wherever we can. You know, in the off season, which I don't even know if there is one for either one of us anymore. We just try to go to dinner or do something fun. We're both very adventurous, so anything different we like to do. But during football season, we don't really have set date nights because that doesn't exist.
Right.
If you're coaching football, you know you work 7 days a week and it's a lot of work. So same with me. It's really hard. So if it's sitting down together for 20 minutes and talking about what's going on, we try to do that. But it's hard for sure.
Yeah, I love that. All right, real quick. I teased you about this last night. Who's your favorite person to follow on Twitter?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like I follow too many people on Twitter. I got to start unfollowing people.
Is that your favorite social media? You Instagram?
I like Instagram more now because there's videos and there's, you know, but I get all of my information on Twitter. And when I need a good laugh, I go on there, good, bad, or indifferent. There's always something I can read that'll make me laugh.
Yeah,
there's a lot on Twitter that can make you laugh. Right. A lot that can make you cringe, too.
A lot.
Well, look, thanks for answering those questions. We'll get to know Maria, obviously, a little bit more throughout the show. This is not her last time with us. She'll hang out with us in the near future as well, too. So we'll get to know her along the way. Look, the morning shift rolls on. We're live from Flowery Branch. Make sure you keep hanging out with us. On the other side of the break, we'll hear from Caden Ellis, we'll hear from Chris Lindstrom, and some more from Jesse Bates as we kind of get a handle on what we're going to see today out on the field. Stick with us. It's the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.